This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. My kids have these toys called hex bugs. They are essentially teeny tiny motors encased in a plastic insect with lots of itty bitty legs. The tiny motor vibrates the little bug all about. Mindlessly, they buzz into the walls of their enclosure and into one another until they fall into a group rhythm and go about in circles, until a child or a house cat frees one of them. Lately, I have felt like the thoughts in my head have been behaving similarly. We've experienced a lot of change lately and faced the ensuing stress. Our to-do lists have been long and many important decisions have been confronted. So, I wake in the night with a head full of worry and buzzing negative thoughts that I can't seem to banish. I've fretted about the big stuff, like my husband's recent search for a job. I've fretted just as much about the little stuff, like the moving boxes that sat on the porch too long. I can spend an hour awake rueing an item lost in our recent move and wondering what is missing that I haven't even noticed yet. I worry about any number of mundane things. Did I lock my car? Where's the cat? I hope she didn't get out. If she did, is the contact info on her collar up to date? What is that white spot on my daughter's shoulder that doesn't tan? Is her new school a good fit? She just started middle school, but where am I going to send her to high school? Does my younger daughter have enough homework? What am I going to write about for my next Gen X commentary? My father often called me a worry wart, and I hated it. Who wants to be compared in any way to a wart? I know I worry too much, and often about stupid stuff. I'd stop if I could. But I'd rather call it a worry wheel. It often feels like my thoughts are caught going round and round in that hex bug enclosure, or like some hamster endlessly turning its wheel, uncertain of how to get off. I'm aware this confession makes me look both neurotic and shallow. I recognize that my problems are, for the most part, petty. I understand that worrying itself isn't healthy and certainly isn't productive. In the light of day, I get it together for the most part. I accomplish things. I handle problems pretty well. But what about the middle of the night when my brain turns on me? How do I wrest control away from the worry? Especially since not all of my worries are to-do list items that can be checked off in the morning. I am raising two daughters in a world so different from the one in which I grew up. I am legitimately concerned about the effects of technology and social media on my children. None of us made it through adolescence without being ridiculed or excluded or heartbroken at least once. But now our kids can expect these adolescent agonies to be played out quite publicly via text and Twitter and Instagram. Everyone does something stupid or regrettable sometimes, but our kids' failures are at real risk of being both public and permanent, thanks to the omnipresent phone camera. Modern technology amplifies and exacerbates teen angst in almost infinite ways. Now when a kid doesn't get invited to a party, instead of maybe hearing about it on Monday like we did, she can spend Friday night seeing the real-time pictures of the fabulous fun time everyone else is having. Now, to compound the age-old feeling of rejection that occurs with a breakup, my kid could get dumped via text. The impersonal nature of texting allows kids to be meaner than they've ever been before. Some kids will say something in a text they would never say to someone's face, and some will say something in a text that they really should have said face-to-face. Then there is the fact that every event, no matter how ordinary, is being photographed. The constant self-scrutiny this invites is frightening to a mother worried about protecting her daughter's positive body image. I worry ceaselessly about how to help my daughter navigate these waters. How do I help my daughters appreciate the useful and entertaining aspects of technology while protecting them from all the evils it introduces? I've spent considerable time worrying about my girls' physical safety as well. According to 2012 FBI crime statistics, only 5 states have more reported rapes than Oklahoma. According to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, the rate of dating violence for Oklahoma ninth graders is 3 times that of the national rate, at 26% of Oklahoma ninth graders reporting being a victim. And finally, according to the Violence Policy Center, Oklahoma is 3rd in the nation of women murdered by men, and in 97% of those murders, the women knew her murderer. If all of those statistics don't terrify parents, nothing will. This is definitely the stuff that will keep that worry wheel going. How do I protect my girls from the people who don't just want to hurt their feelings, but really hurt them? I miss the days when I worried about outlet covers and car seat safety. Those were things I could control. I don't even mind the nights I waste time worrying over the credit card bill. Those worries are tiny hex bugs in my brain. The more serious concerns I have for my daughter's well-being in what seems like an increasingly hostile world are more like dragons that I have no idea how to slay.